Welcome back to Diary of a Reality Competition Podcast Contestant. I'm Alex Albisu, in for Brian Ibbett, keeping a seat warm while we're getting to know the contestants of Season 1 a little better. Now today, we're talking to Bill. Let's do this thing. Now for me, Bill was one of the most confident people that I encountered in this entire competition, but there was one topic that he was not confident about at all, and he's really glad that he didn't have to go up against anybody. And we talk a little bit about why he's glad that he got kicked off at the time that he did. We also talk a bit about why he likes to keep his private life and online persona as Run Jump Stomp separated. And finally, we talk about what it meant to him to get to meet his podcasting heroes. Here's my conversation with Bill. I am here with Bill. Hello, Bill.
Aloha. What's shaking?
Aloha. Oh, you know, we're doing this whole recording interviews with our past contestants sort of thing. So I'm happy to have an opportunity to chat with you again. Not that we haven't been chatting regularly anyway. I feel like we're all over social media together, but it's good to talk to you, sir. How have you been? What have you been up to?
I've been super. I was super busy when we were doing the whole America's Next Top Podcaster thing. And now I'm just like the regular level of busy. I'm recording. I've got three podcasts going, of course, making YouTube videos and stuff like that and hanging out with the kids. And I just literally right before we started recording, I just finished my latest episode of Nintendo Switchcraft.
Yeah, it's still busy, but it's just a different level of busy. What's it like getting to hang out with the family again?
Oh, my God. That 3 months was insanity. Like, we go to Taekwondo every Tuesday and Thursday, and there were a lot of times where I just didn't go because we didn't have time. I didn't have time. And our master kind of noted, like, we just had belt promotion, and he was kind of saying, boy, you know, the wife has been in here a lot by herself without you. And I was like, I know that crazy period is over now, so I'll be here more often.
Very cool. Did you miss it?
Yeah, it's definitely fun. It's definitely a big time sink that when it's time to go, I'm like, ah, there are things that I would rather do right now. But every time I go, I enjoy myself, and it's a good way to stay in shape.
Yeah, totally. No, that's awesome. So, you know, when you were eliminated, one of the things that you noted in the exit at the end of that elimination episode was how the solo rounds, it would have been your opportunity to kind of shine in a way that you're very comfortable with. What would it have been like if you were to do a solo episode on America's Next Top Podcaster?
Well, it's tough to say because what was their requirement? First off, like the first one was what?
It was an interview. So we had to interview somebody that we didn't know.
Oh, okay. I probably would have gone after somebody in the realm of games. I don't know is it allowed if we've ever interviewed them before? Or if it's just...
You have to not know them.
Well, I don't know that I know. It doesn't matter. Potatoes, potatoes. I've interviewed for my show before people like Jules Watson, who worked on NBA Jam. And recently, one of the... or the guy who made Echo the Dolphin reached out to me and...
what a cool game.
Yeah. Although I never really got past the first stage because I was so confused about what the hell you were supposed to do. So I'm kind of embarrassed to talk to him. But, you know, I probably would have gone for somebody like that, a game developer who made something in the past that is really cool. That's always kind of been my jam. And I feel like the interview that I did with... oh man, what the hell was his name? What's his name?
For the reality show.
Yeah.
I think Rob Sestrinino.
Rob. I feel like because his content was so far outside of my wheelhouse, I just felt like I did not the best job with the interview. So I definitely would have done better this time around, not being told, hey, you're going to interview this guy. And I'm like, well, I don't know who that is. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then what was the thing that they had to, that you guys had to do after that?
Oh, so after that, okay, so we interviewed, and then it was a diary.
Okay, that one, when I heard about that one, I said, oh, that's where I would have gotten kicked off.
Because, really? Why do you think?
I don't know. I'm not, I haven't listened to anybody, it's weird. I don't know why, but I haven't listened to anybody else's stuff from the show. Outside of, I've listened to your podcast, but I haven't listened to your submissions for America's Next Top Podcaster.
Listen to movies first where I gave you a little nod?
No, I haven't. I don't really have a reason. I was just like, I feel like I don't want other people's stuff to influence how I would have done the contest stuff. And now that I'm out of the contest, I probably could sit down and listen to that stuff, but I've just been kind of busy, so I haven't gotten to it. Everybody said that Amy's was just amazing, and I don't think I would have been able to do that diary part of it. I don't talk about myself very much. I might talk about like when I was a kid or something like that, but I tend to hold my private life pretty close to the chest. So I don't know what I would have talked about for that diary of a reality show podcast nonsense thing.
Yeah. No, because I ended up taking it completely left field, and that's how this show came into conception, where it's like I interviewed Rishi about his salty exit, and was approached saying, hey, Alex, why don't you interview all the other contestants and get to know them a little bit better so that our listeners can get to know them? Because a lot of the times our listeners, heard us in the kind of the heat of the moment, but they didn't really get to know the person behind the microphone. So here we are. And I mean, with that, are you comfortable sharing why you kind of like that separation from your private life versus what you put forward with Run, Jump, Stop?
Yeah, of course. I tend not, like you asked me to come on your dad podcast, and I declined, not because I don't think you do a good job or that, not that it's a bad show or anything, but because I don't want to talk about my kids in a way that when they're older, that they'd be like, oh, I really wish he hadn't shared that. Sure. Like, I can't think of who it is. There was some celebrity who recently, like I saw it on Reddit, the celebrity had posted a picture of their daughter or something. And then the daughter was like, Mom, we talked about this. I don't want you doing that. And I was like, oh, and that's kind of how I feel. It should be. It kind of takes the agency away from the kid for me to talk about my kids in that way. Now, I might mention that my son and I played a game in passing, or I might mention that, oh, my daughter's in college and doing this, or that my niece who also lives with us, is I got to take her to practice or something like that. But for the most part, I tend not to talk about my family because I don't want to step on their toes, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And yeah. I tend not to talk about myself outside of the video game aspect, because I'm a teacher and there are students who might be like, they Google me and then they find, oh my gosh, my teacher is this podcaster and Twitch streamer and YouTuber. And I know there's a risk that they're going to find that stuff anyway, but I try to make it a little more difficult because I don't want to have to deal with the, like there was some guy in New Jersey who got fired because he was playing Fortnite with his students. And while I can see why somebody might not want that, like he asked permission from the parents and they said yes. And I don't know. I found it all, there's a lot of extra restrictions when you're a teacher. And
I totally get it.
Yeah, I try and be cognizant of that.
Yep, I totally respect that too. I took no offense to you. I actually have had a couple of dads decline my offer just because of that, and I totally respect. I think it's so important to have alignment with your partners and your kids. Not that Aria has necessarily saying it, but both Deanne and I approached it consciously of kind of the broader mission of what we try to do with the Dad Chronicle, and We're aligned on that. So totally respect that. And you know, one of the other things that you had mentioned coming out of the competition was how, you know, you hear the whole thing about don't meet your heroes. And here you are, you met your heroes and you were like, you know, screw that noise. Like, meet your heroes in this case. What was it like working with people like Scott and Nicole and Jury and Brian and Hammond and Tom? It sounds like people that you have listened to for a really long time.
Yeah. I mean, it was awesome working with these people. Like, I've been listening to, I've been listening to the instance, or I started listening to the instance way back when it first started. So like many host changes since then. And I don't listen to it anymore because I don't play World of Warcraft these days, but I always like listen to, you know, like the instance and Buzz Out Loud and things like that. And like all of these people, these characters that have gone through the morning stream, basically these people who I listen to, and I was always like, man, I should start a podcast. And I would just wait and say, maybe not. Maybe, you know, what am I going to talk about? Who's going to listen to me? And I'm like, well, I listen to these guys. And, you know, there's got to be somebody out there who is interested in what I have to say. And I don't remember what it's called. I think it's called the imposter
syndrome.
Yeah. Thank you. I still have a serious case of imposter syndrome. Like, why would anybody listen to what I have to say? But listening to Scott and Brian and Jerry and Nicole and Tom and everybody else, like listening to them for so long, it inspired me to want to make my own show. And I started well before I was on America's Next Top Podcaster, but being able to work with them has just been like a dream come true. That's like, I don't know. It's like somebody who's in the farm leagues going up to play Major League Ball. You know, and that's great what it felt point. Like.
Yeah, you ended up hitting a major milestone with Nintendo Switchcraft recently, right? Your downloads?
Not too recently. It's tough because I've switched podcast providers a couple times. So, you know, on my first host, I think it was 70,000 downloads, right?
That's great.
And then the second host, we got up to, I think it was around 600,000. And then I switched again to a new podcast hosting service. And I'm nearing probably around 150,000. So if you add all those up, we're coming up on a million downloads, which is insanity to me. Absolutely bananas. Like when Amazing. I tell, yeah, when people say, you know, how many downloads you get, and I tell them, and they're like, whoa. And I'm like, well, don't be too impressed, because things like the morning stream, they get that an episode.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, I think it's still a testament to how much, because how long have you been doing it now?
Switchcraft started the day that the Switch was announced. So that would be October of 2016.
Yeah. So here we are a few years later. I mean, that's still like a great achievement, man. I think that's great.
I'm really happy with
it. Kudos. Yeah, that's awesome. Now, I like to end the interviews understanding, you know, what the biggest surprise was for you in this competition.
Oh, okay. That's tough. All right. So the biggest surprise was that I was in it for as long as I was, because even when I got the email, like I read that email over and over and over again. I was like, is he really saying that I got in? Because that doesn't make any sense. And then I replied, and it was like radio silence for like a week. And I was like, oh my God, maybe he sent it out by accident and didn't mean to. Like, I just couldn't believe that I was in this contest. And then once we actually started, being able to make it to the top five, I didn't anticipate that happening either. I kept telling my wife, I just want to make it to, I don't want to be the first person to go. Sorry, Brandon. But I didn't want to be the first person to go. That was my biggest worry. And I wasn't the first person to go. But I just can't believe that I went all the way through. If you're talking about like what challenge that he threw at us. I think the worst one was, or not worst one, but the one that I was like tearing my hair. I'm bald. I shaved my
hair. You're bald. I was about to say
tearing my hair out about was the comedy one. Like I kept telling my wife, like, ugh, I don't know what we're going to do. I kept telling my wife over and over, Bridget and I are, we have no clue what we're going to do. Everything that we try, it doesn't work. And she's like, well, I heard your conversation. It was funny. I was like, yeah, but it's not comedy. And so we were so struggling with that.
But you made it out on top on that week, didn't you?
I think we were in the middle.
Were you? Okay. I mean, but it was funny. Like, it was good. Either way. I mean, you guys... Oh, no, that's right. Yeah, you guys were a close second. We were last. So everybody was a winner in my book that week.
Yeah. It was weird because I feel like the Badgers, we lost the most times. Like, we just kept losing and kept losing and kept losing. And I think Jerry said, good news this week. I'm not going to be hunting you like some shark or whatever he said.
Yeah.
So it was nice when we finally won one with the movie one, but the intensity of just sitting there every week, and Hammond, when he edits it, he puts in pauses for effect, but even when he's not doing it, when we're sitting there in live and they're like, and the one to go home this week, it feels like an eternity when it Brian really is about to do or say the, you know, drop the hammer or the axe.
Ugh, it really does feel like an eternity. And I like to, I like to think that, hey, I'm the only person to lose this competition and not be sent home. I feel very good about that. That's accomplishment.
That's true.
No, but I mean, it was honestly an immense pleasure for me to get to know you. Loved having you on Joystick and Mouse. Would love to continue the collaboration and love the stuff you do. Do you want to remind people where they can find everything that you do?
Yeah. Anywhere that you find podcasts, if you type in Run Jump Stomp, that's my solo gaming podcast where I just talk about video game news. That comes out on Fridays. Nintendo Switchcraft is a short form podcast about Nintendo games and Nintendo news and stuff like that. That comes out every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And then StadiaCast is a brand new podcast where I record with my buddy Lloyd and we talk about what's going on with Google Stadia. And that comes out on Sundays. So I've got a lot of plates that are spinning. And I just want to say something else about this before, or about before we end the interview. I want to say that I also didn't anticipate getting along with people that I met so well. Like, the Badgers on my team, I just love them. We had so much fun making our little recordings for these 10-minute little scary moments. It was just so much fun to meet those guys. And if you haven't checked out if there's anybody on this show whose stuff you have not subscribed to, go do it now because all these people are fantastic.
It's true. Every and Brian said it at one point during the show. He was like, every single person, all 12 of these people are like have the potential to be all-star podcasters. And I agree. Every single person that I've worked with and talked to on this show, amazing. So great talent. And Bill, you are fantastic. Thanks so much for sharing a little bit more detail about you with our listeners.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks for the interview there, Alex.
Like Bill mentioned, there are a lot of all-stars that appeared in season one, and Bill is certainly at the highest level in my mind as, you know, somebody with a ton of potential. We see it in his downloads, we hear it in his voice, we hear it in his ability to deliver. So Bill is something special, and if you aren't following him and the stuff that he is doing, I certainly suggest you do. If you'd like to reach us, you can email toppodcaster@gmail.com. And as a reminder to our folks listening here, we are now open for contestants to apply for season two. Do that. If you have an aspiration to become a podcaster and you want to learn the ropes, this is a wonderful opportunity. Head over to americasnexttoppodcaster.com for more information. This has been Alex Alvisu filling in for Brian Ibbett on America's Next Top Podcaster, the special Diary of a Reality Competition podcasting contestant segment. We'll see you guys next time.